Election Day is just 6 weeks away. Early voting has already begun in some states, but in several others, the laws on voter IDs are up in the air. We want to start there today because in a Washington, D.C. courtroom today, lawyers for and against South Carolina's law will sum up their legal arguments. Republican Governor Nikki Haley signed the state's law last year, but it hasn't gone into effect because the Justice Department, citing the Voting Rights Act, said the ID requirement would be a burden for the estimated 178,000 registered voters who, many of them, African-American and Hispanics, don't have IDs. Let's start with Adam Beam of the state newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina. Adam, you say if you want to start a fight in South Carolina, start talking about voter IDs?
Absolutely. It's probably been one of the more controversial issues that this state has seen in a long time. You have very emotional arguments on both sides. I remember back when Governor Haley first signed this bill into law. In fact, she played a song by the Black Eyed Peas at her news conference, and Democrats ripped her for being racially insensitive for doing that.
What was the song?
I don't remember exactly what the song was, but just the fact that it was a multiracial hip-hop group kind of brought the ire of some of the Democrats against her for playing it at the event. It just gives you a taste of how people are so the passion that people have about this issue here.
Well, it is soaked in race. You tell the story of a Republican state lawmaker who testified in this ongoing hearing and was accused in an email of racism. What was his reply?
His reply was something to the effect of amen. He agreed with whatever was said in the email that had used some racist racial tones to it, and you know it added fuel to the fire here that this bill was racially motivated, which of course the South Carolina attorneys have spent the past month trying to say that it wasn't.
Yeah, he in effect said, so what if I am
right.
Racist? Well, South Carolina's law, as we said, is in federal court because the Justice Department did sue under the Civil Rights Act. They say the law will reverse voting gains of minorities. Why? Tell us a little bit about the argument, because we know the law requires government-issued IDs like a license or a passport or voter registration card with a photo. You can register to vote with something as simple as a utility bill. So why is this said to impact minorities?
Well, because you have to the type of ID that you have to show at the polls to be able to cast your ballot is, and it has to be like something like a driver's license, a passport. And in order to get those documents, you have to show other documents like a birth certificate. There are many, many documented cases in this state of African-American voters born at a time here in South Carolina during segregation when, many of these people were born with midwives, they're born at home, they didn't go to the hospital, they don't have a birth certificate, and they can't get one.
Yeah. So it's easy to register, but harder to get the IDs. And we're told that while you can vote without an ID, you have to have a notarized statement saying why you couldn't get one. And just to get a notary is hard for a lot of people.
Right. I mean, there is a cost associated with that. And, of course, the opponents have tried to equate that to a poll tax, which, of course, is one of the more egregious voting rights violations of the past century. But the State Election Commission executive director testified that we're going to waive those fees for people. So the state is clearly trying to go above and beyond to make sure that it's not an impediment.
Well, this comes as last week the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania kicked their law back to a lower court. Two courts in Wisconsin have blocked an ID law from taking effect there. Has there been any fraud found in South Carolina?
Not so far. I mean, there have been many allegations of fraud. Earlier this year, we had the director of the Department of Motor Vehicles here say that he had found cases of about 950 votes that were cast in the names of dead voters. But the Election Commission has since found that the majority of those, if not all of those, were the result of errors or just mistaken identities. So far, there has not been widespread documentation of voter fraud here in South Carolina. But the other side, the Republicans and others who support this issue, they say that doesn't matter. What matters is we have to protect the integrity of the voting process.
Well, we await the results of today's hearings in Washington, D.C. Those results could come as soon as today. And Adam, is the thought that whoever loses will take this all the way to the Supreme Court, in which case, what happens on Election Day?
Well, right now the law is blocked. It's not in place. And I believe that if the case is appealed to the United States Supreme Court, which I think it will be regardless of the outcome at this court, it's going to be stayed again. So it looks like this is not going to be an issue for this election, but it'll be an issue in elections to come.
Yeah. Adam Beam of the state newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina. Thanks so much.
Thank you.